Good morning. This is Abby with your daily Berlin briefing for Monday, November 20th, 2017. Cold weather aid facilities offer overnight warm accommodations to Berlin's homeless population. There are to be 1,000 beds this winter in Berlin, more than ever since the initiative was launched almost 30 years ago. In addition, there are warm buses, or Kältebusse, and for the first time, a heated tent near Alexanderplatz at night. As of November 1st, there were 689 places available. Charity organization Diakonie reported that the workload is currently at approximately 80%. The charity is one of the main initiators, along with Caritas and the Red Cross. There is a greater demand for warm accommodations in the central districts of Berlin. For example, the capacity limit for emergency overnight accommodation in Lehrterstrasse's main station has been exceeded since its fourth open day, says Ortrud Wolvend, spokeswoman of the Berlin City Mission. Overall, the situation is no different than in previous years. Wolvend, however, observes an increasing neglect and helplessness of people living on the street, stressing that although there has been a lot of talk recently in Berlin about aggressive, violent behavior, this is really only true of a very small percentage of Berlin's homeless population, adding that Berliners could best donate money to support the cold weather aid, and calculated that money from a beer less in the pub can satisfy two homeless people in the evening. The Berlin Cold Weather Aid telephone hotline is 030-810-560-425, and information is available between 7 p.m. and 11 p.m. daily. The construction at the long-delayed BER airport seems to be picking up pace. The Senate administration communicated last week that the number of technical risks or faults at the airport has been reduced from 3,000 to only 30. 80% of the doors in the terminal are fully functional now, and the rest is expected to be completed by the end of the year. The opening of BER has already been delayed 6 times since the build started in 2006. The airport suffered from mismanagement, faulty planning, and insufficient construction. A binding opening date is expected to be announced on December 15th. The earliest date possible seems to be the third quarter of 2019. Police announced Saturday that a 23-year-old man was hit by a car on the Stadtautobahn A100 and died from his injuries. The man had wanted to cross the busy highway on Friday evening between the Tempelhofer Damm and the Oberlandstrasse junction points. A 35-year-old driver could not avoid the pedestrian and struck him with his car, and the 23-year-old died at the scene. As the driver was in shock, rescue workers transported him to a hospital. The highway was closed for 4 hours at the accident site in the direction of Neukölln. And now, a quick summary of police activity over the weekend. Several cars caught fire in Friedrichsfelde on Sunday morning. At around 3 a.m., residents noticed flames coming out of a parked BMW and spreading to other cars. It is not clear if the fire was started intentionally, and further investigations are on the way. Neighbors noticed a burglary attempt in Charlottenburg by 2 men trying to break into a ground floor apartment. When the men noticed that they were being watched, one of the burglars threatened a resident with a club and fled the scene. The other man could be held by neighbors until police arrived. The man is now in custody. At the notorious RAW area in Friedrichshain, police were called to a brawl between several people. 3 were injured and had to be taken to the hospital. The attackers, however, fled. Not far away at the Gorlitzer Bahnhof, there was also a violent confrontation that led to the arrest of several men. It is suspected that a dispute between drug dealers escalated. And 2 robberies were reported in Pankow and Kreuzberg. 2 masked men equipped with a hammer and pepper spray robbed a gas station in Schönerlindestrasse, and the 26-year-old clerk was unharmed. 3 masked men robbed a Späti in Hedemannstrasse. They forced the employee to lay on the ground, assaulted him with a steel rod and pepper spray, stole money, and fled through the backyard. The victim suffered minor injuries. To stay updated on local Berlin news every weekday, subscribe to our podcast by visiting berlinbriefing.de, follow us on Twitter and Facebook, or enable our Alexa skill. And if you like what we are doing, support us by telling your friends, send us feedback, and rate us on iTunes. Berlin Briefing will be back tomorrow. Thanks for listening.